Survey shows hundreds of Hong Kong journalists moved overseas. Over 30% of respondents continue to work in the media. According to the recent survey, Journalists in Exile, a survey of media workers in the Hong Kong diaspora, it is believed that a few hundred journalists from Hong Kong have moved abroad. Furthermore, out of the 90 former Hong Kong journalists who responded to the survey, more than 30% have worked in the media industry. The study, undertaken by the Association of Overseas Hong Kong Media Professionals CIC, conducted from December 17, 2022, to February 20, concluded its two-stage research process. The first stage consisted of a questionnaire survey answered by 101 former Hong Kong journalists, with 90 valid responses. The second stage of the study involved in-depth interviews with participants selected from the questionnaire survey. The survey results show that over 40% of the respondents moved overseas in 2021 and 2022, with more than half going to the UK. Canada, Taiwan, and Australia were the next most popular locations. According to the survey, more than a third of respondents had 21 or more years of work experience, 22.2% had 6 to 10 years, and 18.9% had 1 to 5 years. Nearly 35% working in media industry. The survey found that 65.6% of respondents are not working in the media industry. This includes 8 students, freelancers, public relations experts, marketing professionals, YouTube channel moderators, baristas, car mechanics, speech therapists, florists, waiters, hotel receptionists, housewives, and 16 retired or unemployed. Of the 31 surveyed, 34.4% reported being employed in the media field. Print journalists, electronic media reporters, and writers make up the majority, with a few editors and directors sprinkled in. Other occupations include online program hosts, current affairs commentators, and part-time reporters. 12 of those surveyed are located in organizations and platforms founded by Hong Kong natives. Most people surveyed do not plan to return to Hong Kong soon. 80% have no intention of returning, while 10% plan to do so. Regarding regret, 90% don't have any, while a small percentage, 1.1%, feel they made a mistake by leaving. Hong Kong journalists find jobs in UK broadcasters. According to the report, public broadcasters welcome former Hong Kong journalists who have emigrated to fill job vacancies because of their knowledge of Chinese and their familiarity with the overall environment of Hong Kong and the exodus of Hong Kong people overseas. Public broadcasters actively recruit former Hong Kong journalists who have emigrated abroad to fill job openings. These journalists bring specialized knowledge of the Chinese language and an understanding of the current conditions in Hong Kong and the exodus of its citizens overseas. The BBC, VOA, and RFA have all employed Hong Kong journalists in the UK. Recently, a former Hong Kong journalist was hired by the BBC freelance after capturing footage of protesters being violently attacked outside the Chinese Consulate General in Manchester. Insufficient funding for overseas Hong Kong media. According to online information, at least a dozen of Hong Kong current affairs commentators or webcast hosts have emigrated overseas in recent years. The newly established overseas media for Hong Kong people include the Chaser News, Commons, Green Bean Media, The Points, and Hong Konger Station, among others. Jane Poon, former head of digital news at Next Digital and editor-in-chief of The Points, has recently revealed that the association's investigation report indicated one of the main causes for their struggles was lack of operational capital. To keep the publication afloat for a year, they needed to raise $320,000, however, only 1% of this target was achieved within the first month after its launch. This funding shortage has been identified as the major factor that disallowed the success of The Points. Several veteran reporters have stated that it is more challenging for Hong Kong media outlets abroad to secure the necessary funding, so they have no plans to commit to journalism full-time. Moreover, they described such news sources as being under-resourced and having limited personnel, making it an unwelcoming prospect for those hoping to work in the industry. Former journalist turns to decoration worker. Last year, Kenny, a former photojournalist for Next Digital's entertainment section, spoke to the YouTube channel Go UK. During the interview, he shared his recent life-changing experience. Kenny and his family had decided to move to the UK in late 2020 and switch to a career in decorating. Even though he went into the work with trepidation and was worried that he wouldn't be able to make it, his new profession brought him the security of earning an income more stable than many white-collar jobs. Cherry, a former journalist, moved to Canada in September and said in an interview she is taking a 2-year diploma program to meet Stream A immigration requirements. Many media outlets shut down after national security law took effect. In October 2022, the IFJ released its report on freedom of expression in Hong Kong, providing an alarming assessment of the chilling effects of the national security law. Since its implementation on June 30, 2020, at least a dozen media outlets have been forced to close down in 2021 and 2022, including Apple Daily, Stan News, DB Channel, Post 852, Citizen News, FactWire News Agency, Polymer, Mad Dog Daily, and other news sources. Freedom of the press has been significantly weakened by the national security law, which has impacted press freedom in Hong Kong. Several media and media professionals were arrested by the National Security Department of the police and prosecuted by the government on various charges. The founder of Next Media Group, Jimmy Lai Chi-ing, was arrested and subsequently indicted under the national security law on various charges. He has already been found guilty in multiple cases related to social movements. Under the national security law, he is accused of colluding with foreign powers to endanger national security. Lai pleaded not guilty, and his trial is expected to occur in September. He is currently serving a 5-year and 9-month sentence for fraud. The former editor-in-chief of Stan News, Chung Pui-kun, and the former acting editor-in-chief, Patrick Lam Shutong, have been charged with conspiracy to publish seditious publications. The case is currently in progress in the district court. In April of 2022, Stan News veteran media blogger Alan Oh was arrested by the National Security Police on suspicion of conspiracy to publish seditious publications. His case has not yet been brought to court. In September 2022, Tong Chukyu, a former director of Taiwan Public Television and one of the defendants in the Polyu Clash case from November 18, 2019, was convicted of possessing an offensive weapon in a public place and sentenced to 15 months in prison.